The National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report today on the September 15th crash of a turbine otter floatplane in Iliamna. The accident killed 3 and wounded 7 on board. The plane was owned and operated by the Rainbow King Lodge and left before dawn to take clients and guides to a day of fishing on a river northwest of Kodiak. The NTSB has not concluded what caused the accident, but the report details a statement from the only eyewitness that dark morning. The van driver for the lodge was able to watch as the otter took off, says NTSB Alaska Office Chief Clint Johnson.
And what he explained to us was he saw the airplane initially rotate and become airborne. And shortly after that, the airplane descended, struck the floats on the water again. The airplane again bounced back in the air, or at least became airborne again. And at that point, descended behind some trees and out of his sight. And he was the one that actually got the first 911 call off and got the rescuers headed that way.
The plane crashed not far from the end of East Wind Lake. Volunteers from Iliamna and Non-Dalton and a state trooper helped pull the survivors from the wreckage and transported them to the village clinic, where they were treated and later medevaced to Anchorage. Johnson says the NTSB has since spoken with all the survivors, including the pilot.
What they consistently says is they thought they hit something, which at this point right now would lead us to believe that what they have heard and felt in the airplane was probably the airplane striking the water again.
Johnson says the NTSB considers 3 main issues in an investigation: human, machine, and environment. And he says so far they have not ruled out any as possible causes of the crash. He says the Otter's Honeywell turbine engine will be sent to a Honeywell factory in Phoenix, Arizona for teardown in October. The NTSB does not expect to release a final report on the accident for another 9 to 12 months.